This news update is being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores. For the brand names you want, the rewards you need, and the professional advice to get the job done, visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Seaboying Ace Hardware. Residents of Port Austin are being advised to mark their calendars as the township gears up for its annual hydrant flushing scheduled for next week, May 6th to the 10th. This routine maintenance operation is essential for ensuring the proper functionality of the water distribution system and maintaining water quality throughout the area. Hydrant flushing involves the systematic opening of fire hydrants to release any accumulated sediments and minerals from the water mains. While this process may temporarily cause discoloration or cloudiness in the water, it is crucial for preserving water clarity and purity. It is recommended to avoid doing laundry during flushing hours to prevent potential staining from discolored water. Additionally, residents are advised to run cold water taps for a few minutes following the completion of flushing to clear any residual sediment from their plumbing systems. The national average for a gallon of gas waffled up and down over the past week before settling higher by 2 cents at $3.67. The slight increase in pump prices happened despite a lull in domestic gasoline demand and falling oil prices. Quote, from a demand perspective, we have entered the pre-Memorial Day funk, said Andrew Gross, AAA spokesperson, and the cost of a barrel of oil is nearly $10 less than 2 weeks ago, as oil prices have fallen in the upper 70s. This may keep pump prices somewhat flat for the immediate future. Steve Repke of the Seaboying Police Department issued a stern warning to residents today, urging them to be cautious about leaving keys in vehicles and valuables in unlocked cars. This cautionary message follows recent incidences where individuals from Metro Detroit stole from unlocked cars and even drove away with a vehicle after finding the keys inside. Despite Seaboying's typically low crime rate, Chief Repke recommended adopting the 9 p.m. routine. The social media campaign, originating from a Florida sheriff's office back in 2017, aims to educate communities on safety practices and reduce preventable crimes. Residents are encouraged to take simple steps each night at 9 p.m., including removing valuables from cars, locking vehicles, turning on outside lights, and securing your homes. Since its inception, the 9 p.m. routine has been widely adopted by law enforcement agencies all over the country, proving to be an effective tool in raising awareness and empowering communities with preventative strategies. We'll be right back in just a moment here on Thumb Broadcasting with more updates.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Seaboying Ace Hardware.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin says new rules governing electric vehicle tax credits are a giveaway to China. Manchin, a Democrat who chairs the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, said that exemptions in the new rules effectively endorse the idea that EVs will be, quote, made in China. The comments came as the Treasury Department loosened some rules governing EV tax credits a bit, potentially making more EVs eligible for credits of up to $7,500. The rules are aimed at juicing demand for EVs in an effort to reach a Biden administration goal that half of all new vehicle sales will be electric by 2030. A federal proposal to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug has raised the hopes of some pot backers that more states will embrace cannabis. A total of 24 states have already legalized recreational marijuana for adults, and additional 14 states allow it for medical use. The proposed federal change would not make marijuana legal, but cannabis supporters hope removing it from the same classification as heroin could cause policymakers to view it more favorably in a dozen states where marijuana remains generally off limits. Ballot initiatives to legalize recreational or medical marijuana are being pursued this year in several states. This news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores. For the brand names you want, the rewards you need, and the professional advice to get the job done, visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Seaboing. Ace Hardware. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, make sure that you go to thumbnet.net.